Hello, welcome to another great edition of The Game Plan. Coming to you a little later than usual this week, but hey, had some things happen. So working out the kinks here at the studio. I think you guys know that. Joined, as always, by you guys, my amazing audience, who I appreciate very much. You guys, numbers have been up. It's been great. Not that they were down, but it is nice to see all you guys, and a lot of you new guys. I've been able to talk to a lot of you guys. I love talking college football. It is so much fun. Tonight, I'm going to talk a little bit. I'm going to start here in a minute by talking about the Georgia State-Memphis game. Then I'll get into some of the bigger games that happened over the weekend, and I will preview some of the other matchups coming up. Also, we're going to do a very special thing at the Georgia State game this week where we will debut. It will be on Facebook Live, so if you want to find my Facebook, or we're going to try to figure out how to put it up also on the other platforms. May have to go live on something else in order to do that. But either way, it's going to be called Panthers Game Day. We're going to try to do some cool things, try to have some cool guests, set up some things. Obviously, if you guys come to the games, try to check us out, try to say hello. We would love to meet you guys. As always, if you see us out at games, anybody here from Impact Media out at games or events, definitely want to try to go and take a selfie with us. We'll put it up on the website. You send it to us, we put it up on the website, and we get swag sent your way. Maybe some of the shirts, some of the other stuff we have going here. And besides, it's fun meeting you guys. But I want to get into this game, so let's get into it. Georgia State was in the house with Memphis. That was the ESPN game last Friday night. Hey, Georgia State got an ESPN game. That's awesome. ESPN, like I say all the time, ESPN could have easily flexed to any other game. They could have picked any game they wanted to there. No, they wanted this game, so they got it. I think that just shows where both these programs are at right now, that ESPN wanted this game on there. And overall, it was a pretty good game. The Tigers moved the ball well early, as GSU secondary, the injuries just keep mounting. I think a lot of those guys are getting healthy this week. We'll see who actually plays. Maybe I'll have an update by the Panthers game day on Saturday morning. Not sure on the time frame. We were looking somewhere between 2 and 3 hours before game time. Game time is at 2, so sometime between 11-ish a.m. would be when all that. Plus, if you don't see it live, you can always see the replays on our page. Injuries kept mounting in the secondary. It was making the Tigers' attempts to throw the ball deeper a little easier, not because of the lack of talent, but those guys haven't played next to each other like the starters had. The Panthers were trying to get the offense established. The third drive for Georgia State was improving, and they really moved the ball. I really like that. The RPO, the run-pass option, I think this is the bread and butter. This is what we should do with the new quarterback there. I think he does very well. We're able to drive the ball and really move it. But the RPO, I think, is a way we need to definitely start going. Barry Brown kicked the field goal. It's his first attempt ever, at least on a collegiate level, because Wright hurt himself during pregame warm-ups, where he was a little injured. He was okay to punt, but as far as kicking, he couldn't really do that. Barry Brown was able to do those. He put that through. That made it 14-3 with 4:51 to go. Defense missed a couple tackles here and there. It wasn't a total lost effort. It wasn't like nobody made a tackle. No, just a couple. Just key ones weren't quite able to wrap up, and that ultimately led to a lot of points for Memphis. You know, those kinds of things happen. Not a lot you can do about it sometimes. The run game, which the three running backs and the quarterback lead to a touchdown, that made it 21-10 at that point, Memphis. But that touchdown we scored, I really liked. I really thought it was great because our quarterback is from down the road here in Memphis. So for him to be able to do that for the home crowd was great. Our rush defense was having issues stopping the Memphis running backs, but it seemed like no matter who they put in, every one of those guys, when they got to the outside, were gone. The defense was getting worn down because of the overall time on the field, I think. I don't think it was the weather or anything like that. But the overall time on the field just it was really wearing them out. Just all these long drives from their offense, just not ideal. Seth Page was able to power in a touchdown, and then the late pick six by Georgia State off the tip ball. It got tipped up in the air, and Georgia State got the pick six. I thought that was overall fantastic. But ultimately, it didn't go our way. As Georgia State lost 59-22 to Memphis, but the fact that they scored 22 points on Memphis, I really like that. That sets up this week's game. This week's game, of course, is, like I said, it's not really the home opener, but this is the first Saturday home game. As we welcome in Western Michigan, I believe they are the... What is their mascot? Broncos. There we go. I thought it was the Broncos. And just so you know, some of the things that they have done in recent weeks. They lost 55-42 to Syracuse in their opening week. They lost to Michigan 49-3. And then they blew out Delaware State last week 68-0. So they are looking to put win number two on the board. And the likes of Dan Ellington, Mr. Coates, and Penny Hart all will have something to say about that. Some of the big players for them. You got John Wasink, who is a junior quarterback. So far he is a 58% passer. He has 5 passing touchdowns. And he has thrown for 750 yards. You got Levante Bellamy, who on 29 attempts has 268 rush yards and 3 touchdowns. And their top receiver is Dwayne Eskridge, who has 10 receptions for 260 yards and 2 receiving touchdowns. Those are the guys we're going to kind of have to stop. As you can tell, they kind of have a weird balanced attack. I'm not going to say we're not going to have issues, because we're going to have some issues here and there. But don't have a problem with this whatsoever. But that game is, of course, like I said, this Saturday at 2 p.m. at GSU Stadium. Great tickets still available. And no, that is not my way of saying nobody is going yet, because a lot of people are. Attendance is up this year. There's more and more of you guys showing up. It's great running into you guys and talking Georgia State football. So definitely want to see you guys up at the game. If you guys get a chance, come early, tailgate, have a good time, say hey to some of the people. Depending on time-wise, you might see me outside in the tailgate area, hanging out with you guys, saying hello. Like I said, I love meeting you guys. Love talking college football. Some of the wins over the weekend, some of the big games over the weekend that I want to talk about in the rest of college is number 12 LSU over number 7 Auburn, 22-21. The game-winning 42-yard field goal late in that one. LSU is a team that's going to wreck people this year, so. Are they a top 5 program? I don't know. Top 10, top 12, maybe. Is Auburn necessarily a bad team because at number 7 they lost to LSU? No, LSU's a good team. Auburn still has probably the best front 7 in football. I like a lot of things they're doing. There's a few things they need to kind of button up. But overall, LSU fans, be excited that your upside is higher than people thought. And Auburn, don't be perturbed that you lost a game this early, because you guys are going to bounce back. We'll see you towards the end. Not sure how high you end up. Depends on how things go. Number 24, Oklahoma State was able to roll over number 17 Boise 49, Boise State 49-21, maybe 44. Not sure. Can't read my writing. But Oklahoma State is a program that is also there. They're not quite good enough to probably be a top 10 team this year. But Oklahoma State's got some really high talent. They really like to come at you quick. And Boise State just had no answer for them. But those kinds of things happen. Now, the bigger game over the weekend was BYU. Of course, Brigham Young University. Shout out to them. They downed Wisconsin 24-21. Wisconsin was ranked number 6. Once again, same thing as Auburn, except for your front seven's not as good as Auburn's. But Wisconsin's a solid team. They're probably a top 5, top 6 team this year anyway. Losing this early is not going to hurt them that much, even to an unranked BYU. There's a chance they still win the Big Ten. It's between them, Ohio State. There's a couple other teams that could get in there. But to lose to BYU, at least it was this early, and it was only by 3 points, they're going to bounce back. Shout out to BYU for the big win. Big win for the program. And, you know, these kinds of things happen. That's the thing about sports is if the better team won every time, there'd be no reason to watch. Because you go, well, they're better than them. They should win every time. You never know what's going to happen. That's why you watch Georgia State. That's why you watch BYU. That's why you watch LSU Auburn. At some point, any given Saturday, anything can happen. Other games I want to talk about. FSU, who just continues to slide a little bit. Syracuse was able to roll over them, and Nebraska actually lost to Troy 24-19. Shout out to the Troy Trojans, who we will probably see Georgia State play very, very soon. Every year, Appalachian State, Troy, those kinds of guys, they show up, they face anybody, they are ready to take on anybody, and this time they were able to knock off Nebraska, who needs to kind of maybe look in the mirror and evaluate themselves. Upcoming games to watch. Texas A&M versus Alabama. Obviously, Alabama ranked number 1. Texas A&M is a team that I think this year can really wreck some people. And I think they're going to. Some of the other big games. No, that's not that big of a game. Michigan-Nebraska. I think Michigan's going to roll on that one. Nebraska just not looking good. I like number 2 Georgia going to Missouri. I think this is going to be a pretty fun contest. Yes, they are. They are both 3-0. That's a 12 o'clock game on ESPN. Georgia is favored by 14.5. They could pull away from this late. But I think this is a fun game because Missouri always seems to try to bring their A game against Georgia. They need to do that. And, you know, Georgia has to, now that they're ranked number 2 according to the ESPN rankings, they got to kind of hang on to make sure they can stay up in the top like that. I think they're going to be, like I said, I think they're probably going to pull away late. But early, this game could be a lot of fun. So definitely want to check that one out. I told you about, you know, Texas A&M. They're ranked 22 now. Got to kind of keep your eye on them. Some notable games. I don't know about to watch. Notre Dame Wake Forest could be kind of fun. Clemson Georgia Tech could be kind of fun. TCU Texas. You know, that could be a lot of fun too. That one is a 4:30 Eastern Time start on Fox. If you want to check that one out, we may try to get that one on the press box. That should be a pretty good one. Mississippi State and Kentucky. Mississippi State obviously ranked 14 at the moment. Kentucky's a team that can kind of sneak up on you sometimes. They are 3-0 at the moment, I believe. And is there any other big game? Texas Tech, Oklahoma State could be kind of fun. Oklahoma State being ranked 15, but, you know, kind of throw those out. Arkansas and Auburn. Auburn now ranked 9. That one is a primetime SEC network 7:30 start on that one. Auburn is, are they the 29-point favorite? I think you take the under. I think it's a little closer than that. Number 7, Stanford. It's going to go to the friendly confines and play the Oregon Ducks, who are the 20th-ranked team. That one should be a lot of fun. That's primetime ABC at 8 o'clock there. And it looks like that's all the big games. I will preview a lot of these a lot more on Saturday morning because we will know a lot more information at that point. But I think that's going to do it for us. So shout out to Impact Media. Shout out to all you guys. And shout out to Blog Talk Radio for allowing us to come on each and every week and talk some college football. I'm Jeremy the Impact York. We will see you guys live Saturday morning from the debut of Panthers game day. We'll see you guys next week. Go Panthers.